Introduction. In Our Brains Create Reality, Lisa Feldman Barrett delves into the profound concept that our brains are not just passive receivers of reality but active creators of it. This idea challenges traditional perceptions of reality and emphasizes our brain's powerful role in constructing our experiences. By examining how our brains generate social realities, Barrett provides a deeper understanding of the human experience, showing how our perceptions, beliefs, and shared agreements shape our world. This essay explores Barrett's main points, illustrating how our brains create and sustain the realities we inhabit. The fabric of social reality. Most of our daily lives are spent in a constructed world of social reality. Barrett points out that everything from the names of our cities to the concept of money is made up of humans. Our addresses, the currency we use, and even the legal systems that govern us are products of collective human imagination. These constructs are real to us because we collectively agree on their existence and importance. For example, the name New York has no intrinsic meaning outside of the social agreement that defines it. Similarly, money has value only because we have collectively decided it does. This shared belief system underpins the functioning of our societies and influences our behaviors and interactions. Physical versus social reality. Barrett distinguishes between physical reality and social reality. Physical reality consists of tangible elements like rocks, trees, and oceans, which exist independently of human perception. Social reality, on the other hand, is a product of human imagination and agreement. For instance, the concept of a country is a social construct. Borders and nations exist because we agree they do, not because of any inherent physical properties. This distinction highlights the power of our collective imagination in shaping our environment and experiences. The boundaries we draw, both literal and metaphorical, are examples of how social reality overlays physical reality. The creation of social reality. Creating social reality involves a combination of creativity, communication, and collective agreement. Barrett explains that our brains are wired to create and share these realities. This process begins with creativity, the ability to imagine something that does not yet exist. Communication then allows us to share these ideas with others. For example, the concept of ownership is a social reality that relies on collective agreement. Without shared understanding and communication, the idea of owning property would be meaningless. This capacity to create and maintain social realities is a unique feature of the human brain, setting us apart from other species. The role of language. Language is a critical tool in the creation and maintenance of social reality. Barrett emphasizes that language allows us to articulate and share complex ideas, facilitating the spread of social constructs. For instance, the concept of justice is deeply embedded in language and legal systems. We define laws, norms, and values that govern behavior through language. This linguistic framework enables us to coordinate actions and build complex societies. Without language, our ability to create and sustain social realities would be severely limited. The richness and diversity of human languages reflect the complexity of the social realities they help construct. Shared beliefs and collective agreements. Barrett illustrates that shared beliefs and collective agreements are the foundation of social reality. These beliefs are reinforced through cultural practices, rituals, and institutions. For example, the belief in democracy is a shared reality that is sustained through voting, legal systems, and civic participation. When enough people believe in and act upon these concepts, they become powerful forces that shape societies. This collective belief system can lead to positive and negative outcomes, depending on the nature of the beliefs and how they are enacted. The power of collective agreement demonstrates the potential for social change when collective beliefs are challenged or transformed. The impact of social reality on perception. Social realities profoundly influence our perceptions. Barrett explains that our brains interpret sensory information through the lens of these social constructs. For instance, studies have shown that wine tastes better when people believe it is expensive. This phenomenon illustrates how expectations and beliefs can alter sensory experiences. Similarly, the perception of social roles, such as gender or race, is shaped by societal constructs and can influence how we interact with others. Our brains use these social frameworks to make sense of the world, demonstrating the interplay between perception and social reality. The flexibility of social reality. Social reality is remarkably flexible and can change rapidly when collective beliefs shift. Barrett provides examples such as the dissolution of the Soviet Union or the rapid spread of social movements. These events show how social realities can be redefined through collective action and changing beliefs. This flexibility allows societies to adapt to new challenges and opportunities. However, it also means that social realities can be manipulated or distorted, as seen in propaganda or misinformation. The malleability of social reality underscores the importance of critical thinking and awareness in navigating these changes. The limits of social reality. While social reality is powerful, it is not unlimited. Barrett notes that it is constrained by physical reality. For example, we cannot change the laws of physics through collective belief. However, social realities can influence how we interact with and interpret physical reality. The example of climate change illustrates this interaction. While the physical processes driving climate change are real, our responses are shaped by social realities such as economic systems, political beliefs, and cultural values. This interplay between social and physical reality highlights the importance of integrating scientific understanding with social awareness. Social reality and identity. Barrett explores how social realities shape our identities. Concepts such as nationality, religion, and profession are social constructs that define who we are and how we see ourselves. These identities influence our behavior, relationships, and sense of belonging. For example, being identified as a doctor carries specific social expectations and responsibilities. These roles and identities are not fixed, they can change over time and vary across cultures. The fluidity of identity reflects the dynamic nature of social reality, showing how our sense of self is intertwined with the social constructs we inhabit. The role of culture. Culture plays a central role in shaping social reality. Barrett explains that cultural norms, values, and practices create a shared framework for understanding the world. For instance, different cultures have unique food, family, and community traditions. These cultural elements are social realities that shape daily life and interpersonal interactions. Culture also influences how we perceive and respond to global health, education, and justice issues. The diversity of cultural perspectives enriches the tapestry of social reality, highlighting the importance of cultural awareness and sensitivity in a globalized world. The influence of institutions. Institutions are key mechanisms for maintaining and transmitting social reality. Barrett discusses how institutions such as schools, governments, and religious organizations reinforce shared beliefs and norms. For example, educational systems teach specific knowledge and values that shape how individuals understand the world. Governments create laws and policies that define acceptable behavior and ensure social order. Religious institutions provide moral frameworks and community support. These institutions play a crucial role in stabilizing social reality and ensuring its continuity across generations. They also can drive social change by challenging and redefining existing norms. The power of social narratives. Social narratives are powerful tools for shaping reality. Barrett explains that stories, myths, and media influence how we perceive and understand the world. These narratives can inspire, educate, and mobilize people, but can also mislead or manipulate them. For example, national myths can foster a sense of pride and unity and perpetuate stereotypes and exclusion. The narratives we create and consume play a significant role in constructing social reality. Understanding the power of these stories can help us critically evaluate their impact and choose narratives that promote positive change. The interplay between individual and collective reality. Barrett emphasizes the dynamic interaction between individual and collective reality. While social reality is constructed collectively, it is experienced and interpreted individually. Each person's brain creates a unique version of reality based on personal experiences and social influences. This interplay can lead to diverse perspectives and interpretations of the same event or concept. For example, a national holiday may have different meanings for different people based on their backgrounds and beliefs. Recognizing this diversity of perspectives can foster empathy and understanding, enhancing social cohesion and cooperation. The role of education. Education is a powerful tool for shaping social reality. Barrett discusses how educational systems influence the development of knowledge, values, and critical thinking skills. Through education, individuals learn to navigate and contribute to social reality. For instance, civics education teaches students about democratic principles and their roles as citizens. Science education promotes an understanding of the natural world and encourages evidence-based thinking. Education can empower individuals to challenge and improve social realities by fostering critical thinking and informed decision-making. It is essential for preparing future generations to navigate and shape the complexities of the social world. Social reality and mental health. The interplay between social reality and mental health is significant. Barrett explains that social constructs and expectations can impact psychological well-being. For example, societal pressures related to body image, success, and social status can contribute to stress and anxiety. Conversely, supportive social environments and positive social identities can enhance mental health and resilience. Understanding the impact of social reality on mental health can inform interventions and policies aimed at promoting well-being. It highlights the importance of creating inclusive and supportive social environments that foster positive mental health. The future of social reality. Barrett discusses the future of social reality in the context of technological advancements and global challenges. As technology evolves, it shapes new social realities and transforms existing ones. For instance, social media platforms create virtual communities and influence public discourse. Advances in artificial intelligence and virtual reality can potentially redefine human experiences and interactions. At the same time, global challenges such as climate change and pandemics require collective action and innovative solutions. The future of social reality will be shaped by how we navigate these technological and global changes, emphasizing the need for ethical considerations and collaborative efforts. The ethics of creating reality. The power to create social reality comes with ethical responsibilities. Barrett emphasizes the importance of considering the ethical implications of our collective actions and beliefs. For example, policies and practices perpetuating inequality or discrimination have profound ethical consequences. Conversely, promoting justice, equity, and sustainability reflects ethical commitments to positive social change. Understanding the ethical dimensions of creating reality can guide decisions and actions that foster a more just and inclusive world. It underscores the role of ethical leadership and collective responsibility in shaping social reality. The responsibility of individuals. Individuals have a significant role in creating and sustaining social reality. Barrett highlights that each person's actions, beliefs, and interactions contribute to the collective social fabric. This responsibility means that individuals can influence positive change by challenging harmful norms, advocating for justice, and promoting inclusive practices. For example, supporting ethical businesses or participating in community initiatives can promote positive social change. Recognizing this individual responsibility empowers people to be active agents in shaping their social environments. It emphasizes the potential for collective impact when individuals act with intention and integrity. the potential for social change. Barrett concludes by discussing the potential for social change inherent in the human capacity to create reality. Because social reality is constructed through collective agreement, changing it by shifting beliefs and behaviors is possible. Historical examples, such as the civil rights movement or the fall of colonial empires, demonstrate how collective action can transform social realities. This potential for change is both a challenge and an opportunity. Addressing social injustices and building a better world requires awareness, effort, and collaboration. The capacity for social change reflects the power of the human brain to envision and create new realities. Conclusion. Lisa Feldman Barrett's exploration of how our brains create reality offers profound insights into the nature of human experience. By understanding how our brains construct social realities, we can better appreciate the power of collective imagination and agreement. This understanding significantly impacts how we perceive the world, interact with others, and address societal challenges. As we navigate the complexities of modern life, recognizing the constructed nature of social reality can empower us to shape a more just, inclusive, and sustainable world. The capacity to create reality is a remarkable aspect of the human brain, reflecting our potential and responsibility in shaping our collective future.